بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله، يد الله فوق أيديهم، فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه، ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما.
Verse number 10. Those who pledge the allegiance of Ar-Ridwan to you, O Messenger, to fight the idolaters of Mecca, are only pledging allegiance to Allah because He is the one who instructed them to fight the idolaters, and He is the one who will give them recompense. The hand of Allah is over their hands at the time of the pledge, and He is aware of them. Nothing of theirs is hidden from them. Whoever breaks his pledge and does not fulfill the promise he made with Allah to assist his religion, then his breaking his pledge and promise is to his own detriment. Allah is not harmed by that. Whoever fulfills his promise to Allah to assist his religion, Allah will grant him a great reward, which is paradise.
سيقول لك المخلفون من الأعراب شغلتنا أموالنا وأهلنا فاستغفر لنا، يقولون بألسنتهم ما ليس في قلوبهم، قل فمن يملك لكم من الله شيئا إن أراد بكم ضرا أو أراد بكم نفعا، بل كان الله بما تعملون خبيرا.
Verse number 11. Those desert Arabs whom Allah had kept behind from accompanying you, O Messenger, on your journey to His house, will say to you when you reproach them, "Taking care of our wealth and looking after our children kept us busy from going out with you. So ask for forgiveness from Allah on our behalf for our sins." They say with their tongues what is not in their hearts by asking the Prophet, peace be upon him, to seek forgiveness for them, because they have not repented from their sins. Say to them, "No one can do anything for you against Allah if He intends good for you, or if He intends bad for you. Rather, Allah is aware of what you do. Nothing of your actions is hidden from Him, no matter how much you try to conceal it."
بل ظننتم أن لن ينقلب الرسول والمؤمنون إلى أهليهم أبدا وزين ذلك في قلوبكم وظننتم ظن السوء وكنتم قوما بورا.
Verse number 12. The excuse of being preoccupied with taking care of your wealth and children, as presented by you, was not the reason for remaining behind going out with them. Rather, you thought that the messenger and his companions will all die, and they won't return to their families in Medina. Satan also made this seem fine in your hearts, and you had an evil thought about your Lord that He will not help His Prophet. You were a ruined people because of the evil thought that you had about Allah, and because of your remaining behind His Messenger.
وَمَن لَّمْ يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَإِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ سَعِيرًا.
Verse number 13. The person who does not have faith in Allah and His Messenger is a disbeliever. I have prepared on the day of resurrection for those who deny Allah a blazing fire by which they will be punished.
ولله ملك السماوات والأرض يغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء وكان الله غفورا رحيما.
Verse number 14. To Allah alone belongs the control of the heavens and the control of the earth. He forgives the sins of those of His servants whom He wills, and enters them into paradise through His grace. He punishes those of his servants whom he wills out of his justice. Allah forgives the sins of those of his servants who repent to him, and he is merciful towards them.
سيقول المخلفون إذا انطلقتم إلى مغانم لتأخذوها ذرونا نتبعكم يريدون أن يبدلوا كلام الله قل لن تتبعونا كذلكم قال الله من قبل فسيقولون بل تحسدوننا بل كانوا لا يفقهون إلا قليلا.
Verse number 15. Those whom Allah had kept behind when you, O believers, set off to take the spoils of Khaybar, which Allah had promised you after the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, will say, "Let us go out with you to get some of it. These people who are left behind want to change." By this request of theirs, Allah's promise that He made to the believers after the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, to give them alone the spoils of Khaybar, say to them, O Messenger, you will never follow us to these spoils, because Allah has promised us that the spoils of Khaybar are only for those who were present at Hudaybiyah. They will say, your preventing us from following you to Khaybar is not an instruction from Allah, but because you are jealous of us. The matter is not as these people who are left behind claim. Rather, they do not understand Allah's instructions and prohibitions except a little, and therefore they have fallen into going against Him. Beneficial points. 1. The status of the Pledge of Allegiance of Ar-Ridwan is great in Allah's sight, and the people of this pledge are the best people on the face of the earth. 2. Presenting false excuses is the attribute of those who are weak in faith. 3. Those who are weak in faith are few in number at the time of anxiety, but many at the time of desiring something.
قل للمخلفين من الأعراب ستدعون إلى قوم أولي بأس شديد تقاتلونهم أو يسلمون فإن تطيعوا يؤتكم الله أجرا حسنا وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا كَمَا تَوَلَّيْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلُ يُعَذِّبْكُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا.
Verse number 16. O Messenger, say to those Bedouins who failed to travel to Mecca with you, testing them, you will soon be called to fighting against a strong, courageous group of people whom you shall either have to fight in the path of Allah, or they may enter into Islam without a fight. If you obey Allah in Him, inviting you to fight them, He will give you a good reward, i.e., paradise. But if you turn away from His obedience, just like you turned away from traveling with the Messenger to Mecca, He will inflict a painful punishment on you.
ليس على الأعمى حرج ولا على الأعرج حرج ولا على المريض حرج ومن يطع الله ورسوله يدخله جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ومن يتول يعذبه عذابا أليما.
Verse number 17. There is no sin on a person excused due to blindness, disability, or illness if he fails to fight in the path of Allah. Whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger will enter him into gardens under the trees and palaces of which rivers flow. Whilst whoever turns away from their obedience, Allah will inflict a painful punishment on him.
لقد رضي الله عن المؤمنين إذ يبايعونك تحت الشجرة فعلم ما في قلوبهم فأنزل السكينة عليهم وأثابهم فتحا قريبا.
Verse number 18. Verily, Allah was pleased with the believers when they were giving their oaths to you at Hudaybiyah, i.e., Bay'atul Ridwan under the tree. Allah knew of the faith, sincerity and honesty in their hearts, and sent down tranquility on their hearts. And He rewarded them for it with a victory in the near future, i.e., the victory over Khaybar, as consolation for them missing out on being able to enter Mecca.
وَمَغَانِمَ كَثِيرَةً يَأْخُذُونَهَا وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا.
Verse number 19. And He also granted them with many spoils that they took from the people of Khaybar. Allah is the Almighty, whom no one can overcome, the wise in His creation, decree and management.
وعدكم الله مغانم كثيرة تأخذونها فعجل لكم هذه وكف أيدي الناس عنكم فعجل لكم هذه وكف أيدي الناس عنكم ولتكون آية للمؤمنين ويهديكم صراطا مستقيما.
Verse number 20. O believers, Allah promises you of acquiring many spoils in future Islamic victories, but He has given you the spoils of Khaybar in advance and stopped the hands of the Jews when they intended to capture your families after you. And He has done this so that these advanced spoils become a sign for you of the help of Allah and His support for you. And Allah guides you to a straight path in which there is no deviance.
وأخرى لم تقدروا عليها قد أحاط الله بها. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرًا.
Verse number 21. And Allah promises you with spoils you have not yet been able to attain. Allah alone is capable of letting you acquire them. They are part of the plans and knowledge of Allah. Allah is capable of everything. Nothing is outside His ability.
وَلَوْ قَاتَلَكُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوَلَّوُا الْأَدْبَارَ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُونَ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا.
Verse number 22. O believers, if those who disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger were to fight you, they would turn their backs, defeated and fleeing. They would not find any guardian who would take care of their matter, nor any helper who would help them in fighting against you.
سُنَّةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا.
Verse number 23. The believers being victorious and the consequent defeat of the disbelievers is established in every place and era. It is a divine custom of Allah, prevalent in the nations that have passed before these rejectors. O Messenger, you will not find any change in the divine custom of Allah. Beneficial points. 1. The Quran informs of matters of the future which occurred afterwards, like the victories of Islam. It is a definitive proof that the noble Quran is a revelation from Allah. 2. The rulings of the Sharia are based on gentleness and ease. 3. The reward of those who took part in Bay'atul Ridwan is part advanced in this world and part saved for them in the hereafter. 4. The truth and people of the truth being ultimately victorious over falsehood and its people is a divine custom of Allah.